are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
So, did you do your taxes?
I have not done my taxes. Oh, I'm lying. Why did I just lie like that? That lie just came out too smooth. I did my taxes a couple days ago.
I'm not going to say it's an Aquarius trait to lie without thinking about the lie, and the lie just comes out automatically.
No, because listen, I did my taxes for this year, but while I was doing my taxes, it dawned on me. I didn't do my 2021 taxes.
Oh.
So I had to do that.
2021?
You know, the 2022 taxes.
Copy.
But in order to file those, I have to mail those. So I did my taxes for this year, but I just got to mail off the other ones.
Oh, I hate waiting for the shit. I just feel like there should just be a way where everything.
I ain't getting shit back. I ain't even looking for it.
I don't know if I'm getting. I think I might. I don't know. It depends.
I just don't want the IRS knocking down my door. I don't play with them.
Knocking at your door. That would be very on par. I feel like they're taking everyone down. Everyone's being taken down one way or another now. So the IRS company, that's pretty legendary. You're like Tony Braxton.
I've had IRS issues before. I've been audited.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's iconic.
But that's because I was trying to do some funny shit. And it was like, you're not that girl.
Not so fast.
Run them coins. Instead of just telling me, no, you can't have this refund, they was like, no, you can't have this refund, and you finna pay us for wasting our time. So I had to come
the
off.
The government is a shady. That's a shady. Uncle Sam's a shady girl with her mustache and her fucking top hat. That's a shady bitch. She's a bottom.
And her dementia and giving everything to Ukraine. Yeah, I'm over it.
Okay.
Shout out to Joe Biden.
Here we go. I was waiting because we haven't had any political disses on the podcast in a little bit,
and we probably won't. But. And I'm not incredibly, like, I'm not one of those people like, oh, Joe Biden is a disappointment. Like, I'm not that far into it, whatever. Right. But all of this, we don't have money for healthcare, and we don't have money to
just
fix
giving away to everyone else stuff.
Roads in Houston, but we're gonna give Ukraine millions of dollars every 2 weeks, and we're gonna send them some new armor so they can fight Russia, and then Russia's gonna be mad at us, and what's gonna happen next? So,
well, you guys, this is the Political Boys Next Door. I'm Kim Lush.
I am Blackberry, and welcome to the show. Please remember to follow us on the Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. And also, make sure y'all rate us on Apple Podcasts. That helps get the podcast seen a little more.
Uh-oh.
Please go ahead and drop those ratings. Thank you very much.
Rate us like you love us, like you like listening to us, not like you're in unsure or like, you know, like when you go to a restaurant, they're like, please rate us and we'll give you a free fries or some shit. Like Wingstop does that. So clutch. But if you rate us, you don't get anything except for more content. Yay.
Defund Wingstop. We have a 4.8 rating on Apple Podcasts, so that's pretty good.
Wow, look at us. We're almost a 5-star.
Well, what have you been up to?
My week was so dry. I had a very boring week. Nothing of importance went on. I apply for jobs all week. Cause I'm just like, I'm so tired of sitting around now. Like, you know, like you, like when you don't have a job, you're like, I'm gonna apply for jobs. And when it comes, it comes. This week I was like, let me kick it into hyperdrive because I'm just bored. And my birthday's coming up, and Papa needs some shit, so I gotta go back to work now.
Yeah, my birthday is in a couple weeks, and I am, you know,
Aquarius
every year
season.
I'm like, okay, I have something to do. I'm going to do something. And then the time comes and it's like, I'm broke. I don't feel like doing anything anyway. So might as well not. I might go like out to eat or something, but I never have really made a big deal about my birthday. So.
And as you get older, your birthday just seems so like, oh, another one. Like it's a celebration. Like, thank God I'm alive. But it's also like in the same breath, it's like, oh, great. Another one. I'm just getting older and older, closer to death and closer to the seeing Rihanna performing Umbrella.
I don't ever feel that way about my birthday. I do be like, okay, it's just another day. I am grateful to be alive, but I'm not feeling like doom. I'm dying in 30 years. I love that.
But I'm that person. I like talking about that kind of stuff. I like talking. Like, I'm that weird person that has no problem talking about death all day. I don't like all that shit. The more, like, this, like, for the last couple birthdays, it's just I've been alone, really. And I don't want to travel. Like, I don't want to do anything. I just want, like, if I have plans, I have plans. If I don't, I'm just like, thank God I'm just left alone. And I'll just smoke and just eat some Buffalo Wild Wings. Every birthday, I get Buffalo Wild Wings. That's my tradition.
I know what I'm not doing on my birthday, and that's working. I never work on my birthday. I haven't worked or gone to school on my birthday since I was in high school. Like, I don't believe in it. And so I have a 4-day weekend that weekend. Yay! So shout out to me.
I usually quit all my jobs by my birthday. So I've never actually held it. I've had jobs in the past on my birthday, but usually by then I'm like, look, I need a day off. And then it usually mounts up from there. Started when I worked at Urban Outfitters. I will always like just randomly just be like, I don't think I need a job right now. I just focus on my birthday. And then after my birthday, I'm kind of like, fuck, why did I make this decision? I don't think things out all the way, but it's okay.
Well, my week has been long and arduous. It wasn't as bad as last week, so I will give it a bump up, you know, like a bump of cocaine. But what did I do this week? Oh, you know what I did? I worked. But well, yesterday, at the time you guys are hearing this, a couple of days ago, I did a little fun Instagram dating thing.
It was really cute, y'all. It was so cute.
I think the guy's name, I wanna make sure I get his name right. But his Instagram is at the Gay Dating Coach. It's spelled exactly how it sounds. And basically every Wednesday he does Shoot Your Shot Wednesday. His name is Lamont White. He's a certified dating coach, matchmaker, and couples counselor. So he does Shoot Your Shot Wednesday every Wednesday at 9 on his Instagram Live. I had never heard of this until I was scrolling down, you know, Gay Magazine?
Yeah, with an E.
I was scrolling down their Instagram, and then I saw his, they posted him, and so I went on his page, and he was live when I went on his page. So I was like, okay, well, let me tune in. It was kind of fun.
It was really cute. I was in the comment section just, like, cringing. But I was also reading, like, all the fucking comments. And there, everybody was just like, ew, look at him. And then it got to the point where they were just like, I guess, I forgot what the guy asked it directly. But it was something along the lines of, like, do you suck dick? And then all the comments were just like, dick guzzler, come. I'm just like, it really went
really
from
they were saying that. He asked me, somebody asked, do you swallow, are you a cum guzzler? And I was like, first of all, I'm a lady. Second of all, yes.
They love that. It was really cute. I liked it. I like anything where he is forced to show tons of personality in 1 second. Because that's like the part of him, like when I say him, I'm talking about Black Bear. That's the part of like Black Bear that like you usually don't get to see until after he warms up to you. So pushing him into situations like that where he's forced to be like, answer questions, do this, do that, and he's like put on the spot, always the best reaction. Love it.
So one thing that I'm about to say right now that's unrelated is I've been sipping this drink because I thought it was some leftover drink that I had from last night, and it's not. There's no liquor in this. I just realized I'm not getting tipsy. It's just juice, and I'm sipping it like it's a fucking margarita. Okay, next.
Well, you know what, that to me that sounds like it's time that we just should light it and then we should roll on with things.
Okay, but before the light, a couple things I learned
from
doing this live. Okay, first thing I learned was when you're on somebody else's platform, you got to play by their rules. I learned that quick.
Why? What happened?
And so it kind of just gave me a little insight as to like when people come on here, y'all are going to do what the fuck we tell y'all to do. You're going to shut the fuck up and you're going to sit down and act like you got some sense. The second thing I learned was nothing bad happened. I was just learning. I was just watching how he was, because my mind automatically goes into like producer mode. Yeah, I was trying to figure. I was watching how he was like how he was moderating his shit. Mm-hmm. And he had his shit together. The second thing I learned was people really like my personality. And I learned that, you know, it won't hurt to show a little more. You know, people already know I'm like goofy and stuff, but like I don't really make videos of my goofy self. Like I make like, you know, TikToks and skits and stuff, but don't nobody really
know you.
Really get into me like that. Yeah. So
it's so funny.
It was something else that came across my mind, but I'll remember it later.
It's so funny you say that, because I was watching a documentary about the amazing girl group known as the Spice Girls. And that was one of the things that they highlighted. Like, because you know, back then, all groups were manufactured. Like, they found people who fit certain things, and they had an image, and this is the image. And basically, they put together people who all complemented each other in a way where somebody's strength is somebody else's weakness, but you won't be able to tell because they play off of each other so well. And that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. I feel like, goes into everything that you do regarding anything. I feel like you have to always put yourself out there, and you have to counterbalance where your weaknesses are with your pluses. And your personality is a huge plus for you, but it's always hidden by your brain. So I'll say your brain is your weakness.
Another thing too, so they do ratings at the end of, like, everybody who comes on, he asks a bunch of questions. People in the comments ask questions, and then after you get off, they rate you. I was getting ones and sixes. I got a couple eights. I got 1.9.
Okay.
I got a 0 for dating, but 10 for friendship. I got...
And...
Somebody said his waist size minus his age, so 6. So I like that little equation. Okay. Yeah. It just reaffirmed my belief that I'm the funny one. I'm like not somebody people want to date, which I don't really have a problem with, because I like, you know, bringing joy to people. But like,
But the thing is, like, there's tons of people out there that like goofy personalities, and it's just like more so just finding that. Like, the thing is, I was in the chat. The minute they found out you were a bottom, I saw all the reactions start changing.
Because everybody in there was bottoms. They was only giving the high ratings to the tops. So I was in there too. Like, okay, I already see what...
Exactly. And so it was like, your fucking... The ratings didn't really count, because the ratings were all different. Like, you could tell from their opinions and what they were saying. The ratings are all different until you were just like, come everywhere. Then they were just like, okay. This a sister. I like literally somebody was like, oh, this a sister. But that's how it works though.
They was talking shit in the comments. You giving them a little too much grace. But it's okay. I can handle it. Somebody came on before me, he asked for the comments to be turned off. And I was like, they finna give you zeros all across the board. You can't get on here and play like that. If you gonna play, you gotta get in the field and play.
But I feel like sometimes that's so hard for a lot of people to do. Putting yourself out there is really fucking hard. And like I totally understand turning the comments off, but bitch, that's what you're here for. Like, that's the whole premise of the whole fucking thing. Like,
yeah, I definitely Instagram wasn't going to get on there and do that, because, like, first of all, I don't care. Second of all, it's fun. I'm not really on here looking for a man. I really got on there to promote the podcast, and I did not even mention the podcast.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up.
Because do you know that kept me from falling asleep a little bit? I was like, I forgot to plug the... That was literally the whole purpose. Yeah. I was like, he got a lot of followers. I got on. He got like 500 mm-hmm. viewers. I'm like, I'm going to plug the podcast.
No.
And then I guess I was enjoying myself a little too much. And I was high and tipsy. So
at the end, he was like, plug your stuff. And you're like, well, if you want, you can follow me. I was like, come on, say it. Blackberry. I was like, no. And you're like, okay, bye. I was like, no.
Well, he asked for my Instagram. He didn't ask me to like tell us what you got going on.
That's what he said. He was like, so where can they find you at? And you were like, Blackberry. Right,
but my brain didn't go straight to Blackberry. And even when he asked me like, what do you do? And I told him, and watching it back, I was like, why didn't I mention that I was a podcaster?
I don't know, because that, like, as a PR person,
that's another thing I learned. You got to plug your shit.
Yeah, everywhere, any chance you get, because you never know who's listening and who it may influence, whatever. But yeah, that's just how the PR goes. So next time we're on a dating show or something, you'd be like, I'm a podcast host. And then we'll go from there. When you go to a show and they ask like for like guests or whatever, you can be like, hey, I'm Blackberry, I'm a podcaster. You know, cocktail.
My sister wants me to go on Kendra G's Instagram dating show. I feel like Kendra G, I like Kendra G, but she be playing a little too much. I don't want her to like low key start playing with me, but it's like, but I'm.
Is this the I'm gonna come the, in with the bad Beyonce wig? It's like blonde or is it black?
We're gonna move on because I don't even know who you talking about.
Oh my god! Okay, I'm not up to date with all these people. I stick with my little circle of things. So when you dabble out of your circle, you end up in like Twitter hell, and then you're seeing everyone get dragged on it. So,
well, before we get into the crux of the show, let's light the blunt.
Down. This is my favorite part of the show. This is my favorite part. I won't even lie. Like, cause
I haven't gotten paid yet, so I'm a little low on weed, so I'm budgeting my weed until tomorrow. Even though I don't get paid tomorrow, but I'm gonna get some money tomorrow. And
I love that. We love money.
So I'm
by
not gonna
means.
Smoke this whole little thing. You know?
Yeah,
I never do because from experience, when we, I don't know about you, but when I smoke too much on this show, nothing works. So I just won't do it. But.
I like when I smoke a lot on the show because I feel like I just talk, and it's like without thinking. Cause I'm very just like, what to say, what not to say. So when I'm high as fuck on here, I feel like, hey, I'm just kicking it with the boys.
What are we lighting this blunt to?
Standing in your truth.
Okay. Where'd that come from?
Because people are liars and deceivers. And they try to present shit that's not real at all. And I feel like every topic that we have listed today kind of like dabbles into that. So yeah, we're gonna talk about it.
Well, kick it off.
Okay. Well, I didn't even finish hitting it yet. I'm sorry. I was talking.
Okay. Well, don't we have a game first?
Did you want to do the game first?
Yes, the game is the icebreaker. We have to find a name for this game because it seems like she's a recurring theme.
I
think we like her.
I put Juke Your Boys because you remind me of the Chicago song. The Chicago song, and it's all about music.
Don't nobody know that.
Okay,
I don't know what I was watching. I don't know what I was watching, but somebody was like, yeah, we used to have juking parties. Like, they were saying it to somebody else, and they had to explain what that was. I do not remember what I was watching. But, yeah, if y'all don't know, juking parties was a thing. You seen it, too? Like, I cannot remember.
And I was trying, and I was so frustrated.
I think we talked about it. Not on here, but I think we talked about it.
And I was so frustrated because I'm like, that's juking. And they were, like, trying to explain. I'm like, you're not explaining it right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But today, I'm calling it Juke Your Boys until necessary. It's all dedicated to the princess of rap and hip hop, the Bronx native herself, Miss Ice Spice, Isis, our Nigerian queen of rap.
Give it up for Ice Spice, you guys.
Yay! Hi, guys. I love Ice Spice. That is my bitch right now. Like
I only listened to the project once, but it was a bop. I liked it.
I love her. Everything about her is just so, like, I get it. Like, I get it. Like, it's kind of like how, like, I don't know who to compare it to, but I really love those bitches who, you know, have been through some shit. Like, they've been out there sucking the dicks. They've been out there getting trains ran on them. And, like, I like that they bring that to the table. Like,
allegedly,
right. We have a banner at the bottom that says allegedly.
So we don't know nothing about Ice Spice.
I love her, though. And so, today, Olive's dedicated to her. I think it's called an EP, mixtape, whatever you want to call it. Like, so the first question is based on the song In Her Mood. What gets you in the mood?
Are you in the mood? If you don't know that song, you too young or you wasn't raised in a cultured household.
I don't know
what
that
gets
song.
Me in the mood? Well, my point stands.
I'm too young. Damn. Bitch, I went off your point. You said it. I agree with you. Too young for it. Damn.
What gets me in the mood?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Illicit substances.
Oh, so like...
So, like, marijuana and alcohol.
Do you have any, like, non like, substantial things that get you in the mood?
I know that. Okay, I probably shouldn't say that. It's kids listening. Porn.
Okay.
Like, what if I'm not horny, if I just accidentally find some porn, yeah, that'll get me in the mood.
Would you watch porn, like, with a nigga?
Oh, I have. I like doing that.
I love doing that. I feel like that's really, really hot. Like for me, I get really turned on, and this is just something I've really just discovered on myself. I like when a guy is giving me tons of attention. I love it. Mm-hmm. I like when, like, you're just chilling with a guy, and you can just, like, pick each other's brains. That turned me on. Like, if I could just sit with a guy that's actually, like, cute and just pick his brain for a little bit, I'll probably be ready to fuck. I like that.
Sounds about right to me.
Yeah, I like being nosy. I like getting details that people don't share normally. And so whenever I'm with a guy, so I won't say it's interview-like, but it's like I have to ask certain questions. Like, are you like do you like spitting in mouths? Let's say if you're a peeing, could I hold your dick? Like, stuff like that. And so I like knowing details.
I think we should take a break right there and talk about Carisha.
I was using it as a segue in to talk about that.
Okay, well, okay, I'll wait for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So last week after we recorded, it was just like the internet blew up with like pee talk, and I didn't really notice how one of your onto your Instagram, and you had shared the clip, and I was like, oh, Carisha is really me. I really love it too, girl. And I feel like more people, and this goes into standing in your truth, more people should admit that they like water. Like, I hate that term. Water sports is so fucking stupid. Like, I didn't know what, like, for the longest when I first got into it, I would never find the porn because I didn't know what the fuck water sports was. I'm like, what the fuck is water sports? But yeah, I think more people should stand in truth that they like it too. Like feet.
I have two thoughts. My first thought is, first of all, birthday twin, Carisha, I agree. Second of all, I feel like she fucked up the game a little bit. Because now you ain't going to be able to say you like that without bitches think you just think you like Carisha. And it's like, no, I've been liking this before Carisha was even a rapper, okay? And I don't want you bitches thinking I'm just dick riding or whatever. But yeah, also, then it got a lot of people like, kink shame, and it's like, shut up and mind your business. If you don't like it, okay. I was watching something and somebody was like, why is it, I ain't gonna say who it was because I kind of like the person who said it, but she pissed me off when she said it. Mm-hmm. She was like, why is it in relation to Carisha, why is it that women are always doing things that men enjoy? And it's like, did you not hear this girl say she liked this shit? Shut up.
As a faggot, I enjoy it because I know more than likely the guy doing it has never probably done it before. That's the part that turns me on. Like the first guy I did it with. Oh, I remember.
That's a sentimental memory.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Cause you know, y'all know my type, and so I brought it up to him because we were just in the house chilling, playing games, and we already fucked or whatever and all that shit. That was back when I was fucking, kind of. Oh my God, I never counted him as a number. Whatever. So anyway, and I was just like, will you pee on me? Because I was comfortable enough with him just to ask. And he was totally thrown off. He was just like, what do you mean? Like, pee where? Like, and he's a dickhead. So like, guys that are like jerks and like, those guys are just like all about, like they like doing shit like that. And so me asking him, he wasn't bothered by anything. He was just like, okay, come on. And so we went into the bathroom. I kneeled in a shower, and he peed all over me. And it was so hot. And I like looking at his face while he was doing it. Because, like, at first he was laughing. And then the more he peed, I could, like, tell his facial expression changed. And I was like, I'm totally into this. Like, this is so hot. Like, it's so, so, so fucking hot. I won't tell the story about the other thing.
Oh, okay. Well, what's next on the track list?
Okay. So, this is, like, a fan favorite. We have Princess Diana. It's okay. I love it because I get it, but whatever. So, the first celebrity that stands out to you as a pop culture moment or event?
Britney Spears shaving her head.
Wow. I feel like Britney Spears is just a moment in herself.
Everything. And she was 25 when she did that. So after young. Turning 25, I understand.
Oh,
but she was also up against, you know, the fucking world. But, you know. Yeah.
No, but I feel like every time people shave their head or have like a psychotic breakdown, they're like, I just went Britney. I know that was the first thing I tweeted when I shaved my head, because that's literally how I felt. I was like, I'm losing my shit. I'm about to cut my hair off. And I did it. And so, like, for me, I feel like my, like, the moment or event, like, the first one that stands out to me probably was Mariah Carey having her breakdown. Like, when she was, like, went to TRL and she, like, showed up with her ice cream, like, parlor truck thingy and all this shit. And I remember seeing it in the tabloids. And I was just, like, and, like, I remember pooping. I was taking a poop and the magazine was right there in front of the toilet. And I just remember reading about it nonstop and just doing research, and they were like, they locked her up. And I was just like, Mariah Carey, the one who sang Heartbreaker? Like, at the time,
Is that true? Did they make that up?
No, that's real. It's real. She lost her fucking shit. Well, I don't know, allegedly. I'm gonna say allegedly. But allegedly, allegedly she lost her shit, and they liked to lock her away for a little bit. But I like that kind of stuff. Like, we don't have pop culture moments anymore. Like, we have no moments. Everything, even like, even with the moments that we do have, feel fake, except for when Homegirl and Homegirl got into a scuffle. That felt very real. I love those moments.
Who was Homegirl and Homegirl?
Cardi and Nicki.
Oh, that was a big moment. It was.
But that's what I'm saying. Like that is the last moment that stands out in my head as a real, non-manufactured, pop cultural moment. Like, we don't have those anymore.
I guess other things have happened. The first thing I'm thinking of, like, as far as white people are concerned, Alec Baldwin shooting that girl. I mean, that's pretty fucking big.
I haven't thought about that.
I mean, I haven't thought about it either. The only reason why it's in my, brain is because he's, like, being charged with manslaughter.
Right. I saw that. And even when I first heard about it, I was just like, well, okay. I'm not saying shit happens. Here we go. That's a soundbite in the future. I'm not saying shit happens, but I feel like if he shot someone, he should go to jail. Okay? Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about a stagehand or not. Like, yes, like, there should be gun protocol and whatnot, but yeah. Okay, anyway. The next song is called Gangsta Boo. I'm not for that shit. Okay. Would you ever date a thug?
Sure.
Wait, so I don't know what sure means.
People hate when I say sure. It's hilarious. I love doing it on purpose sometimes. But, like, my real answer is sure, because, like, I don't want to say no, but I'm not actively seeking a thug.
If you did come across him, would you date him?
If he was dateable.
Would you help him, like, do his thing? Okay, so wait. So, yeah. So that comes with dating a thug bitch.
Well, I don't want to date one.
Okay. You're so...
No.
Okay, the last song, Acting a Smoochie, which is my favorite. Would you ever bring food into the bedroom? Or have you?
For solo play, yes, I have.
Would you do it?
Actually, I've done... I've done, like, whipped cream off people's toes. That's about it. But as far as, like, myself, I have brought, like, food into the bed.
Like, what does that mean? Bitch, you're like, being very. I wish you would smoke some more, bitch. You're like, being so demure.
Honey buns and syrup and ketchup. I used ketchup one time. I used a banana peel one time. I've definitely used mayo. Honey. Did I say whipped cream? I've always wanted to do like a burger from like McDonald's. Uh-huh. Like a McChicken. Not a McChicken. I don't want to, you know, get scratched up.
So basically, like, what you're saying is everything in your kitchen might be tainted, so bring your own goods when you come over.
Oh, peanut butter. I've definitely used peanut butter.
What was done with the honey bun? How did the honey bun work? Was it warmed up?
This is years ago. I just nutted on it and ate it.
Oh. you said that so casually.
Even at the time, now that I'm thinking about it, I never even thought that was like freaked out. But like, I guess saying that to a person who would not do that, it's kind of wild. But it's really not.
It's not. Have I done anything with food? No. I will let a guy like nut on my food and I'll eat it. But I'm also like super submissive and shit like that. So I like.
And they got mad. They was getting mad at Glorilla for saying that. It's like
they get mad at everything. Like according to the comments on every social media, nobody's doing shit but missionary style. And after they done, they get up and they walk to the couch. It's so boring.
I will say that I do agree with people when they say like we used to know less about our celebrities. I kind of miss when like stuff was a little more mysterious. But also it's like, who the hell cares?
Also, but like even the only difference now between like now and back then was like social media. Like there were still tabloids telling all the business. There was still like, there was still all this shit going. There was still MTV News. There was still like behind, like you, everybody knew everything that was going on. The only difference is like people care more, I guess. Like it, like
you're, and it was less like celebrities telling their own business. Now they just tell their own shit.
Yeah.
Is that the conclusion of the game?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. Now let's get into these topics. What did you want to talk about today?
Okay, so Twitter has been a dumpster fire as usual. If you said that you liked, I don't even know. This is such a sensitive topic because I feel like everybody relates to colorism in different ways. Like, I feel like as of lately, it's just the lines get blurred when you have to talk about preference. And I feel like that's where the big issue of colorism starts and stops. Because I feel like once people identify the source for the colorism, the meaning and the substance behind why they're saying what they're saying can be talked about.
So for those of you who don't know, there was a discussion that happened on Twitter because a influencer, his old tweets came back to the surface again. Mind you, he already went through this debacle a couple years ago because of these same tweets. And I guess somebody got so bored that they went and found him again. So I feel two ways. On one hand, I feel like people say really crazy. Well, I will say this. When you're a child and you're like, you have access to a phone and you're tweeting on social media, children are fucking stupid, because that's exactly what you are, a child. You are going to say dumb stuff that you don't know nothing about. I do agree with some of that, but I also agree that even as a child, you certain things you just shouldn't be fucking saying. But hey, the other way I feel is I really don't give a fuck about the person involved. Not feeling that girl. So I don't really care. Let the girls have it. I won't say no names.
We say everybody else's name. I'll say their name. Is it Tariq guy? It was like five different people. We have to clarify for the people.
Well, I do know that Malik McIntyre was also a victim of this, apparently.
See, I don't even know. And I know him. I didn't know.
Yeah, he said something about like dark skinned people not being cute and they need to stop thinking they're cute. I wish I could find the tweet. But, oh, you know, God, he said no. He was, like, really young when he tweeted it. He doesn't mean it, blah, blah, blah. You know the shit they always say. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know he's... Oh, my God. And then somebody else I know, they got caught up in it, too. But the thing is, like, okay, so this is the other side of the coin. When you know these people and you see them tweeting shit like that, it's like, this is just who that... That's who that person is. So another person got exposed, Zeus, whatever his fucking name is. And, like, he's, like... I know him from Zeus, Larry. Oh my God, I'm not sure. Larry, like Zeus, Zeus Worldwide or some shit. I don't fucking know. He like does photography, whatever. He's from Chicago, and he's always been like that. Like that's just how he's always been, how he always has been. And it's like one half of me have always been like, I feel like you should not say that. I feel like this is not okay. I feel like you should not say that. And then the other part is like, how do you censor someone's thoughts in such a, like, how do you censor someone's thoughts? How can you come in and like, I can't tell you how to think. I can't tell you what, if, like, how you feel about it. And that's just how, his personality is. I take it as a character flaw.
I was just going to say, I feel like, yeah, you can't censor somebody's thoughts. And because of that, thankfully, we get to hear how stupid people are. So I just feel like if you
expose yourself.
Yeah, just go ahead and let us know what it is, babe. I actually posted about this on TikTok. Stop telling us it's just a preference. No, my dear. No, no, no.
Yes.
No, 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 no.
It's deeper than that. No, it's deeper.
It's deeper than that. And even if it was just your preference, why don't you date anybody else? If your preference is light-skinned men, and we only see you with light-skinned men, I'm just using this as an example. I'm not saying this about nobody in particular. Mm-hmm. I would have to go ahead and assume that you don't prefer light-skinned men. You require light-skinned men. So,
and that's how it comes off, and that's where the issue is. That's how it comes off. And so I just sent you, and this happened like a little bit, or like when I say a little bit ago, probably like an hour ago, and somebody else got exposed for their tweets. And I'll say their name because they're not going to listen to this ever, but Jay Versace. And he doubled down on it, kind of. And so his original tweet was, "Don't be mad if y'all see me running around with somebody white. The blacks said they don't like me because I don't look like Terry Crews and I be listening to Joni Mitchell." And I'm just like, we talked about this on our previous podcast when I was like, I know someone who thinks the same way. And it's just like, just because you've had a bad experience with one group of people who you never know where they come from and where their experiences are, does not mean you group together a whole group of people based off one bad experience.
Yeah, that bothers me because it's like... and I like Jay Versace, but that is discouraging because you need to get some knowledge about yourself. Because first of all, there are so many black gay men that I used to follow on Twitter who love Jay Versace for his, not only because he's funny and not only because he's talented, but he's also very handsome to me. So I don't. Maybe it's the black people that you're around that you are being made to feel like, oh, these people don't like me because I don't look like Terry Crews. It's like, first of all, Terry Crews is not even attractive. That big jigaboo, don't nobody give a fuck about him.
No, not like
so. To use him as an example is to me a lazy cop out to the fact that you would prefer to date a white guy. Just say that. Now, I have said in the past, like, if you catch me with a white nigga, don't say shit. And I mean that. If you catch me with somebody white, mind your fucking business.
Mind your fucking... Just know, everything I talk about on the podcast, I'm doing with his white ass, okay? And so... But then he doubled down on it. And he replied to the exposure from the original tweet. And he said, "I stand on that." He said that, but I'll say that. "Lol, black folks have unrealistic expectations on the type of black folks they date. They want us to be superhumans, but we'll pick up the dirtiest average-looking white guy that exists. We hate each other, so why not give your attention to the other shit?" Sick.
I mean, to a certain degree, I can understand why he would say that, because that would mean that you are around black people who feel that way. But I'm here to tell you, Mr. Versace, most black people are not thinking like that. We don't want somebody who's superhuman. Like, who told you that? Like, you just made that up.
And it's always weird for me when anybody talk about dating, that they think that the person that they're supposed to be with checks every fucking box that they have imaginable. And that alone is stupid. And he tried to tie it back in with, well, you praise like the dirtiest average looking white guy. No.
Now you're trying to take digs at white people to make it seem like you're not just praising them. But it's just like, it was unnecessary as well.
Everyone just needs to honestly just like just think. Like okay, and this was another question I had. So should past tweets hold weight today?
Depends on what was tweeted.
Okay. So let's say like any of your old tweets or my old tweets from like exactly. And so it's like
depends on what was tweeted though, cuz I mean, I know for a fact there are a couple, I'm not even going to say it, but I feel like if I still had like my original Twitter,
yeah,
the girls would have took me down so long ago.
And I think the same. And so it's just like, I know my brain now and my brain back in like, let's say like 2012 or 2011, don't even tick the same. Like they're not even like, they don't process shit the same. But it's like, how do you feel now about the shit? Like, where are you at now? And I feel like that's where the big flaw in all this comes in at. Like, or do you still feel this way? And do you really not feel this way? Because a lot of everyone want to apologize now. Oh, I was stupid. I was young. I was blah, blah, blah. Are you saying that now because you've got caught? Or are you literally only dating, like, the type of... Are you living the lifestyle that you tweeted about before? Like, what is it?
I also think, like, the way you address it when it comes back up, if it shall come back up, is important as well. Because if you take the route that one of the people who got caught up this week took, which is, I already talked about this, y'all just making me more famous and y'all just some haters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you take that route, I won't speak names, but if you take that route, it's like you're asking to get dragged, because it's like even if you've already addressed this, there's a whole new group of people who didn't know that this already happened. So now you need to address those people. And if they, I mean, people are going to be mad about it regardless, because, you know, they still was up until, you know, I mean, I was on Twitter. I used to still see people make jokes about it. So it wasn't like a new thing. So when it came back up, and for you to just be like so dismissive of everybody being like, whoa, I actually thought you was like a decent human being, instead of just saying, oh, I was young, I take full accountability for that, but that's not who I am today, you go the, oh, y'all just making me more famous route. It's like, that's corny. You're lame. Be for real.
And that's PR 101. Back in the day, their PR team would have told them just accept it, address it, move on. And now, like, no one has PR training anymore. Like, that was like when I was in college for this. This is what, there was like, we had a whole fucking semester on dealing with like nothing but crises. Like, how do you, like, what's the problem? Like, this is stuff that you learn. And these are techniques that a lot of these people who are in the public eye don't have anymore. Like, there is just like, there's,
yeah, because no, everybody's fucking famous. Everybody's a celebrity now. There's no need for PR training when you can get on the internet and do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Insane. It's insane. It's insane. Like, have you dealt with colorism at all, like in the gay community or in your life, or like, because like you're of a darker complexion, I would say darker than me, and so I feel like I would say
I'm darker than you, bitch.
Well, exactly. And so like one thing that's always happened, like even like on the show I watch called Real Housewives of Potomac, there's always this underlying thing of, do you feel like the dark-skinned castmates get treated worse than like the fair skin? Like, and like, I know how I feel about it in the gay community. How do you feel?
I don't have those experiences in the gay community, but I do remember getting like teased for being so dark when I was a kid, and that used to bother me, but you know, it doesn't. And but I never experienced direct colorism from anybody in the gay community. I do hear like a lot of people, and not just gay, but like a lot of people talk about their experiences, but I just personally have never dealt with that.
Yeah. But I feel like in the gay community, like when I was growing up in it, it was just the culture of everything was just very aesthetically now. So it was just like, what is hot now? Being skinny, being lighter, being all this shit. And so you would see like the darker skinned girls have like, you would see them get called names. Like, and then the first thing someone would throw out, you black ass this, black ass that. And it's not like the normal like black ass, like, you know, like black people call each other, shut your black ass. It don't be that, it wasn't that kind of thing. It was just like, what? Like, and so I always like, I don't know. I hate all this kind of like, I hate anything where people feel judged or people feel like they're being targeted or people feel like they're not accepted. Because I feel like we do that a lot of times to each other. Like a lot of other people do that to us, is what I'm trying to say. And so for us, it's kind of like there should be no reason why we do it to each other. Like everybody's already against us. Everybody's already like have their opinion on us just based off seeing us. And on top of that, now you have to worry about the fucking next gay person besides you thinking like, having all these negative, I hate it. I get really uncomfortable talking about this kind of stuff.
Well, the truth of the matter is that in the world, dark skinned people are more likely to be incarcerated. Dark skinned people are more likely to make less money. They're less likely to even get the job. It's a lot of things that darker skinned people face, and not just black people. Dark skinned Latinos, like. It's very like, it's a real thing. I don't know, I think we should all blame white people for it because they the ones who told us that shit meant anything. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I hate to see people falling into that. It's like, what the fuck is the purpose of that? You're black as shit and without all your money and your light skin, you're a dirty, dumb, dingy bitch on the inside. So what the fuck is the purpose? Oh,
I hate it. I hate this world. Like, did you see that they discovered, like, 900 more planets or some shit?
No, but now that you said that, I will be on YouTube tonight doing a little research. The other day, I was watching a war documentary, and apparently, I like
you'll watch a war documentary, but you won't watch a documentary on the great group, the Spice Girls.
I'm not interested, because I don't know a damn song about the Spice Girls. I don't even know what they look like. I only know Mel B. Shout out to the Beyonce of the Spice Girls. So is she
No,
who's the Beyonce not. Of the Spice Girls?
Depending on who you ask, either Ginger or Ginger or Mel B were the two top.
Well, in your world, who is the
Posh? I love Posh. Everything about Posh was amazing.
I'ma tune into Spice Girls tonight when I take my shower and light my.
Oh, home. Girl, just choke! You're such a fake bitch. Now, if they were on the battlefield marching towards Gibraltar, you would have fucking
But that's what I was just about to say about the podcast, the documentary I was watching. They was talking about basically how, like, you know, back in the day they was fighting wars, but they was fighting the old school way in the sea. That's how the wars would start before they get to the land, I guess. And Japan was getting they ass whooped in 1945. I don't know what even the war was about. But they made this big ass shit, and they was like, it's gonna be, it was a huge ship, and it had a lot of like artillery on it. But they fired the first shot, and then America and Australia got in their ass. Airstrikes and everything, they was gone. So this is not Japanese hate. I'm just saying, in 1945, y'all was getting y'all ass whooped. I don't know what y'all did, because I don't really know history like that. And I just stumbled across that documentary on accident. But in that particular moment, y'all was getting beat the fuck up. Fight back.
What a nerd.
Let's move on. I do have a question from one of the listeners in the inbox.
Question?
Let's get into it. Okay, so this question comes from... if y'all don't tell me to change y'all name, I'm just going to say the name I see. Devon. The title of this message is The Verse Agenda. He said, hey, y'all, I'm Vaughn from Jersey. Let's talk about this verse agenda that the gays are pushing. I feel like it's becoming more common, especially now. Almost every guy I get to know or meet is usually verse, and it kind of annoys me because I can't fully give.
Yeah.
And it kind of annoys me because I can't fully give them what they like. I'm a full bottom, and I've done some digging in my boy booty while in college. And I've done some digging in boy booty while in college. But it doesn't give what it was supposed to gay for me. I just like being dug out, and I'll occasionally eat some boy booty here and there. Do you guys think the verse kings are trying to fully break the heteronormative thinking in the gay community? Or they just like digging and being dug out? Love you guys so much. Keep being raunchy and real. Thank you for the question.
I love that. I love that because I just had this experience last night. And it really got me thinking. Like, I'm so glad they asked this question. Anyway, so I met this guy on the app. I think it was Tinder. And he was just like, he checked all the boxes. He was like 6'5", like dressed how I'm like, this is amazing. And so I was just like, you know, you got to do all your checks. You're like, okay, follow me on Instagram. So I got his Instagram. And so we start talking back and forth. And the conversation is just like normal conversation. And then he did this thing that all bottoms do. Well, I'll finish explaining. And so, that's what I do. And so, he started asking questions about, like, so what do you like? And I was like, well, I don't know how you're asking the question. What do you mean? He was like, so what's your type? And I was like, okay, I like chill people who are just like,
I can't stand that beating around the bush. Just ask me, nigga.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay. So, I answered it. He was like, and I said, how about you? Blah, blah, blah. Conversation continued on a little bit more. And then he's like, And I appreciate this question more than the first one. He says, so do you have a big package? Because I do. And I said, and I was like, okay. I'm like, it's decent. And he was like, he stopped replying. And I'm like, I already knew what that meant. Because early in the conversation, we had went over our positions. And I was like, I'm a bottom, but I enjoy everything but fucking ass. And then he replied to me, he's a verse top. And I was just like, okay. So when he asked the question a little bit later about how big is the package and my package is big or whatever, I was like, bitch, you're not no verse top. I know what verse tops ask. That is not a verse top question. Verse tops find out when they find out. Because in the end, they really don't give a fuck, because most verse tops that I've encountered, if they're with the fucking bottom, and this is where he lied. He tried to lie to me because he was trying to see whatever. Whatever the verse top, if they're with whatever position they're with, they'll play that part. That's just how they do. It's just what it is. He told me he was a verse top and he plays off the other person earlier. So why now are you asking about dick size? And then once I answer, you say, oh, I was watching a movie, and now I gotta block you. So now you're blocked.
I feel a couple ways. It is funny that we got this question, because this was one of the questions on the dating show last night. So my response is, I'm a bottom, but I told the people, like, this is true. I'm a questioning top, because I want a top more, but I don't have the experience. Like, you know, you want the job, but you don't really qualify for the job. Like, I wouldn't bottom for me. You know?
I'm not going to send my resume to a job that I know I'm not going to get.
Yeah, even though people tell you to do that, which I have a friend in HR who was like, people need to stop doing that because you're wasting our time.
Exactly. So, bitch, you have never worked on a electronics lighting pole rig ever in your life. Bitch, you have only worked at the Walmart. You can't help
me. You bitches that be getting jobs that you're not qualified for, you got lucky. Stop telling other people to do that. That's not how this works, babe. This is real life.
Baby, as soon as you send that resume, they gonna see that you never did shit, and they gonna say no. Now you to waste your time doing an assessment test for 5 fucking hours.
And fuck them assessment tests, okay?
Okay. And the 6 rounds of interviews. Don't get it. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. If it's more than two, if it's more than one, I'm pretty out of it. But more than two, don't talk to me.
Sorry.
But I do. I want to top more. I am a bottom. Back in the day, I used to be like ashamed to say full bottom for whatever reason, but I really like getting my whole dug out. It feel good. But yeah. I also, you know, I have butt toys and like fleshlights, and I have a stroker. Like, I have several toys for my dick that I don't even use, but it feels good. So I can just imagine what a butthole. I mean, I know what it feel like, but the times that I have topped, I've used the condom, and I don't know if I was really feeling it.
Ew, I hate top top. Only time I like hearing about top talk is when a top is talking about topping me. Everything else, no, I don't like it.
But it also goes into like I do want to top more, because I don't only want to have sex with cis men all my life. I want to have sex with women. I want to have sex with, you know, trans men and trans women. It's like, I want to be able to use all of my appendages. Is that the word? I think so.
Well, bitch, right. Yep. Well, today, right now, we're talking about being with another faggot and y'all having faggot sex.
We gonna talk I like about bumping booties another too.
Day. I like I'm really into
dildo and get it.
I like verse bottoms. I like verse bottoms too, because like their goal is like, no, they just usually have really nice asses. That's about it, and they kiss really good.
I mean, so to answer your question, are people pushing a verse agenda? I don't know if people are pushing.
Yeah,
it.
They are. They are.
They are.
Yeah, they're trying to they're like, if you can't fuck me, like. Tops are extinct. There are no, like, finding a top is ridiculous. Like but no.
I don't know if that's pushing the verse agenda versus everybody pushing what they like. Like, if I'm, like let's say I'm verse.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to date somebody who's a full bottom or a full top, because I need the best of both worlds. So, I mean, I guess if you see more people talking about being verse, maybe you would view that as them pushing a verse agenda, kind of like how people would, like, they only pay attention to like when there's a gay cartoon character, but y'all didn't talk about the other 90 cartoons that came out the same year where there was a straight heterosexual love interest in a cartoon. That then you would think, oh, they're pushing a gay agenda, but it's like they are, whatever you are paying attention to is probably what's being pushed.
Yeah, but also, but it's true. Because dating, when you're actually dating, no, I'm not.
But that's just what they like.
But okay, but the thing is, if you are a verse, there's nothing stopping you from getting with a bottom ever, because technically you're verse. Like, why can't you teach that bottom how to fuck you, or how, like, you, like, and
I
that's
a, that.
And so it's just like, and I think there was a big issue in my last relationship too. Like, if you're not verse, and like I'm not like, if like I'm not going around like sending dick pictures. I'm not like, I'm honestly not. And every time someone asks me for a dick picture, I'm like, that's not even my brand. My brand is not dick couture. I'm not offering you that. Like, that's not what's on the shelves. And so it's like you get, like, I get asked more about my dick than I do my ass. And I'm just like, okay, now look. It has to stop. Like, it has to stop. Like, I'm not even marketing that. That's not even.
They even asked me last night, like, do I like getting head? And it's like, sure. Like, I'm not gonna turn down head. It was like,
yeah. And those aren't bottom questions, because bottoms aren't. But I don't. Well, me personally, I can't speak for all bottoms everywhere. I'm not going into hooking up with somebody and being like, oh, I'm about to get my dick sucked. I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking like, okay, I'm about to suck your dick.
Even though I probably is going to get my dick sucked.
Well, yeah, of course. But the thing is, that's not what I'm leading into it. Like, that's not my forethought. And so it's like, people ask me, I'm like, head? Yeah, who doesn't like head? But I'm not, my thought, my first thought isn't, how far am I shoving my dick down your throat? Like, no, like, that's not what I'm thinking about. Like, at all. Like, no. I'm thinking of, like, no. I hate, oh.
I do like me a oral top that likes giving head. For I enjoy it more coming from a top than I do coming from a bottom. But,
yeah 100%. That, I love when, like, Trey love giving head. I love that. It's something about it. It's very just, like, I don't know. And, like, but, like, they give head to you like you're a bitch. So, it's, like, it's very...
Wait, what does that mean?
So, you know how, like, a nigga... will eat pussy and like how they're like, it's just soft and it's caressed and it just like, they're like going to town on it. And so it's like super like rough, but this like soft, like I'm taking care of you right now feeling that a top who's giving head like gives. It's like, it's a different type of feeling. I love it. I love oral tops.
So I guess in summation, the verse kings are definitely pushing the verse agenda. Is that the final verdict?
Yes. I hate it. And it's just so touching because it's like, oh my God, other people are going through this too. Because when it happened to me last night, I was just kind of like, sheesh, what the fuck is going, like, what is going on in this world? Like, I was legit flabbergasted. Like, I don't have
those feelings because I'd be quick to tell somebody, no, that's not what it's not what's gonna give. So you might as well give it up, delicious.
Me too. And that's why I'm always flabbergasted when I post something and the reply is, let me see your dick. I don't advertise this. Like it's like, stick to what's being shown, okay? That is not in the fucking TV commercial. Everything else that you're asking for is a plus, okay? It's like when you get a Barbie doll and it's just like the most fucking basic ass Barbie doll fucking ever. But then they drop all those fucking accessory packs and you're like, oh, I can deck my Barbie out. That's me. Like, I come with my accessories. I know, like, super throw, tight hole, all that shit come in a box. Now, topping, that's something you gotta buy. You gotta get that separately. Like, and that also makes me think, like, would that force me into a more open relationship? Okay, because, like, I'll talk about it real quick. Because it's like, okay, so if I can't do it, would I be mad at you for going to get somebody else that can? But is that now open the door for you to be fucking hoes all around, like, oh, well, I'm a slip into his butt.
Right,
now.
It's a slippery slope. Now, I let you do one thing, and you taking a mile. I only gave you an inch, nigga.
See?
And how many inches you taking?
And it's like, how much... niggas don't have discipline. Niggas don't have enough discipline for that kind of shit. Because it's kind of like... It's like, what's going to stop you from only, like, getting fucked by him? What's going to stop y'all from... What if he averse? He like, okay, I like my shit dug out too. Like what is the line drawn? Like,
I definitely have had the thought of like, what if I'm like dating somebody who has interest in like getting fucked and they want to get like fucked by like a huge horse penis.
Right.
And it's like, we can buy all date now. Actually, this is a sidebar. They make horse dildos. They make dildos in the shape of horse penis.
Insane.
And they're huge.
Ginormous.
And
I
love watching those videos, by the way. I love a good sloppy used hole.
Can we do porn X next week or whatever?
Sure, let's do it. Yeah, I don't really have too many because I like everything, but we can do it.
I mean, what's the other word? If it's not an ick, it's a pick.
Icks and picks.
Oh, our Icks and Picks episode next week.
Maybe that's a new game. Maybe we can do that every week.
Oh, Icks and Picks. I like that. Maybe, look at that.
Okay, period. Let's talk about it. But what was the question? What you asked me?
Topping outside your relationship. Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've definitely dated some people who I wanted to see get fucked by other men. Like, even if I wanted to fuck them myself, I have a little bit of cuck that lives inside of me. He's like, you know, in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
So I always want to see other people get, like, slutted out. Even if I'm attracted to them, I want to see them getting fucked. Like, you know how some people say, like, like, I've heard people say, like, when somebody sends you news, but they send you a video of you, of them, like, fucking somebody else, like, I don't be too mad at that sometimes, because, like, I like to
either.
See other people get fucked. I guess I'm just freaked out. I can't help it. I don't know.
Okay, so in one of my relationships, past relationships, that was something we talked about it all the time. Like, and that's why I'm just, like, I would never understand, like, oh, my God, I'm just such a pick me. Like, if my nigga wanted to invite a bitch, or not a bitch, but, like, I don't know if I would do another
bottom. Bitch is too far. Actually, it's not for me, but, yeah.
Well, for you, no. For me, bitch, we got some things to talk about. Sit down now. And I'm good for a good, let's sit down and talk real quick, so. That's my signature weapon. But, like, if my, like, partner was, like, would you be interested in, like, inviting somebody else to their bedroom, I would do it. Like I told, and they were talking about getting pounded. Like, in one of my relationships, we always talked about that. They wanted to see, a number of guys fuck me.
Not and, five like, guys.
Yeah, okay, five guys. Five guys. And so they wanted, they were interested in seeing that. And I was interested in seeing it happen to them, too. And it was just, I'm that type of boyfriend. Like, I'm down for the shit. Like, let's get into it. Like, let's do it. But I also feel like that comes with a close partnership, though. Like, if I trust you and I know you, I know you have my best interest in mind, but I also know this is going to turn you on. I'm here for it. Like, let's do it.
I definitely feel that way, too. But, I've never been in a relationship, so I don't know how strong my feelings can get for somebody to the point where I would be, okay for them fucking somebody
else.
Are you
the jealous type?
I don't know. And this was one of the questions, and I know we're going to wrap up soon, but this was one of the questions that was asked last night on the show that in that moment, that's what I meant to say earlier when I was like, I learned something else, but I forgot. This is what I learned as well. I don't know what I want. Like, right. When he asked me, that was the only question I didn't have an answer to. I was like, I really don't know. I do want somebody, if I do start dating, I want them to be patient with me. I want them to understand that, this I don't really do this. So just, work with me. If I'm entertaining you, that means I like you. So that's a step. So just let me mature into the situation. Don't come in as, and my other thing is too, I want all you bitches out there to know who think it's a red flag that I ain't never dated nobody. And I know I said this on the show before, but I'm going to say it again in case you're new here. You bitches are not in relationships. So y'all telling me that I've never been in one is a red flag? It's a red flag that your last one failed, bitch. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, yeah, I never really care. Hello. I never really care about if someone's dated or not. I'm always just more so curious on why not. That's the only thing I really be caring
about. The why is important.
Yeah, so why haven't you been in a relationship? Is it by personal choice, or are you avoidant? Or what are your fears in dating? Like, all that stuff is what I think about.
He asked me that too. And I did not, I don't have any fears for dating at this point in my life.
Really?
I used to. But now I don't care. I used to just be scared of getting my heart broke or somebody wasting my time. But I've come to the realization in life, and this is a very dark way of thinking about things.
Yeah. I love dark.
Well, first of all, I don't believe in when it comes to relationships, I don't believe in wasted time. I feel like you always learn something. There was a purpose for this. But I also feel like everything is gonna, I don't want to say this because it's gonna come back to bite me in the ass, but I just want to say, I'm gonna say it. Everything is gonna end anyway. So I don't be thinking I'm gonna be with this person forever. I love him so much. Right. What if it doesn't work out? And another thing is now this is dark, but it's not that dark, so we ain't gonna go too deep. After my mom passed away, I was like, there's nothing else in life that's gonna hurt more than this.
100%. I always I always say those are the two things in life that once you've conquered those pains, there's nothing you can nothing can stop you. Once you've faced a parent dying, and once you're taking dick up the ass, you're unstoppable.
Wow.
There's no pain that can face you that you cannot triumph over. But I don't have any fears for dating. I feel in general, I'm just one of those people, I always want the best for the situation. And I always wonder if the other person I'm in a relationship with has those same thoughts. What is driving you to stay in this relationship? What is pushing you to be happy here? Are you happy here because you want to be happy here? Are you happy here because you don't have anything else to be happy about? And so I always just I'm a very inquisitive person because I don't, when I'm getting to know somebody, I don't care about the surface shit. Like, the surface shit is cute. Like, show me the flowers. Like, I love that shit. But I want to get to the roots of the shit. Like, I want to see, like, why you're thinking this way. Or I want to understand, like why, like, what is driving you to be this person. And that's kind of what I like to dive into pretty quick in a relation, like, when in conversation with people. Because I don't want anybody to try to pull the wool over my eyes ever again. And so I think that ties into me being very... what's the word? I'm very aggressive. It comes off as aggressive, but for me, it's very intentional. I need everything around me right now to have intent. I need it to have meaning. I need it to have and it's not like always like, what are we doing here? But for me lately, it's been like, what is your purpose currently in my life where I am right now? And so that's just how I go into everything. So if the nigga ain't bringing no purpose, he gotta go.
Don't SZA got a song called Purpose? She said something about purpose on her album. Oh, she said, know what she said? Don't she say I be fucking on my ass because he give me purpose or something like that?
Fucking on my ass because he validate me.
Yeah, that same difference. I love same that song. Thing. I have listened to SZA's album in about a week. I need to get back into it. Yeah,
me too. Ice Spice took over, so I've been just playing like all day.
Like, well, thank you guys so much for like listening to this freaking cool ass podcast.
Wow, we love it.
Remember to follow us on the Instagram at what's the Instagram? Boys Next Door Pod.
I be having trouble tagging it. Sometimes I type it, don't be popping up. I'm like, maybe it's deleted. I don't be knowing what's going on.
Ooh, girl. Ooh, let's not speak that. Make sure y'all tune in next week. I do want y'all to know that I farted about 60 seconds ago, and I'm so glad it was silent. Like, I was literally, when I made that face, I was like, please don't be loud.
This is a sick show. Like, I hate fart talks. I don't even believe about farting, like, around your partner or taking shits around you. Like, that's, some things should not be spoken about. Ew. You're a gutter rat.
Maybe we can talk about it on a future episode, but I love it.
Ew, you're just, oh my God, you're just so
I'm nasty. Nasty. Like, we knew this already. This is not
a secret. like fetish nasty, and this like someone like I just like no, that's different.
Like when cupcakes say I suck a fart out your ass, just pass me a little cash. I'm for real. You ain't even have to pay me. I'll do it for free. Like, what's up?
Yeah, let's get you out of here. Thanks for listening, y'all. I will say, y'all can follow me if y'all want. If not, y'all even got to after that. Ken Lush, you know, two H's.
At Blackberry, thank you guys for tuning in. See you next week.
Bye.